Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Our jam-packed show continues. We got Tuttle Creek Lake U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Operations Project Manager Brian McNulty and Tuttle Creek State Park Manager Todd Lovin in studio with us. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Great to have you in, and very timely to have you in, as this is summertime is always an important time for the park, but got a lot of construction going on. We got Stampede 6 days away, basically. I mean, you'll really get going probably this weekend. I'm sure preparations are already underway. I guess, first and foremost, Brian, if you want to update us on where we're at construction-wise, where you can get to, where you can't get to, and then we might talk about how that's going to affect as far as getting in for Stampede.
Okay. Yeah. The east entrance to the state park, the River Pond area, is open. You cross the dam to get into that. There are signs at Tuttle Creek Boulevard that says Highway 13 is closed, but local traffic can still get in, and that's the access to the state park. Basically, at the road closed barricade is our bridge replacement project, and that's well underway. They may get the remainder of the bridge deck removed today, and so the majority of the demo is done on that project. The other project we have going on is rehabilitation of the Stilling Basin, and that's what's closed the west entrance into the River Pond area. And that is underway. We poured the first concrete on it on Wednesday, so it's progressing, but it's just now getting started pretty much.
And this is some pretty big projects, probably some of the bigger construction we've seen there in quite some, maybe even since the whole thing was built.
It's not as big as the foundation work we did about 10 years ago, but it's a close second. The Stilling Basin work is over $8 million, and the bridge replacement is over $4 million. So between the two of them, it's $12 to $13 million worth of work.
And everything going as far as on schedule and those sort of things?
Yes. Like I said, the bridge deck is off. They've demoed all of the side rails, all the bridge deck. And they've got a lot of the painting started on the bridge steel that is going to be reused, and so it's progressing good. And we've demolished two of the concrete wall sections, and like I said, those will report on Wednesday, and they'll be starting demolition of another one here probably yet this week.
And what is the end point of this construction? I know it'll still take quite a while, but how are we looking there?
Spillway Bridge will be late this fall. It's forecasted right now, November of this year. That's the one up on Highway 13 at the east end of the dam. The Stilling Basin work, it's early in that project, so this is subject to change. But right now the end date on that is August of 2019. But that just depends on how well progress goes on that project.
So get used to some construction there for a little bit longer, basically. Seems like the moral of that story. Brady Bowman here with Tuttle Creek Lake and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Operations Project Manager Brian McNulty, who you just heard speaking. We also got Tuttle Creek State Park Manager Todd Lovin in studio with us. Also want to remind folks the phone lines are open, 785-537-1350, if you have any questions for these gentlemen this morning. And Todd, like I said, always a busy time, but a crazier time for the park this go-around.
Right, and it is. You know, those affect us, you know, each and every second of every day in some fashion right now. So far, we're working through those, and general public now is starting to adapt to that fairly well. You know, you still have some of those that haven't been there in a while and don't read the signs real well and get a little confused that way, but we work through it, and so far it's been a pretty successful season.
Yeah, I was just telling you guys off air a little bit that I was wanting to check out the Blue River Trail, one of my favorite trails around the area, and I was like, oh, wait, can't get there right now. And I imagine it'll be like that for a little while.
Yes, and that is lessening, you know, now, you know, that it's been underway for a while. But we went through a little phase of that, but now we're improved quite a bit.
Looking ahead, a week from today will actually be the second day of Country Stampede a week from today, and I know that it's always a big endeavor to get prepared for that under normal circumstances, but this year, again, with the construction, a little bit different.
It is, and you know, literally, we at the state park, we prepare for it, you know, 365 days out of the year. Really, the last 2-3 weeks, a month, we're really doing a lot, pretty much on it every day, a little bit. In the last 2 weeks, we're really in that mode. In fact, that's kind of busier for us than really when the event's going on. It's just getting ready and everything ready and all that sort of stuff. Because, you know, just like the saying, you know, you're as strong as your weakest link. And so we have to find that weakest link always to eliminate that.
As far as getting into Stampede this year, just a couple big tips of advice and just to remind folks exactly what's different this year to last year and what the best routes to go to.
Right. The main thing is the west entrance being closed there, so all campground and all general parking will go across the dam and through the east entrance like every other person does during the normal period here. Then we do have a gate there on that goes to the Barnes Dyer Road there by Little Grill, and they're going to route VIP traffic through there and some vendors and stuff to split that up a little bit. So there won't be near as much traffic on Barnes there, and quite frankly, quite a bit of that traffic has already occurred in the past years. To enhance that, at some of those critical intersections, there will be some police presence to ensure that helps a lot.
So some tips, I'm sure people just need to give themselves a little bit more time and those sort of things as they come into Stampede this year.
Exactly. Prepare for that a little bit, be patient and all that, and it should work out.
We do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take this phone call, then after the phone call, we'll take a break. But go ahead, caller, you're on In Focus.
Thank you so much for making use of the gate over on the east side of the park there on Barnes Road at the restaurant. What would it take to get that gate open for regular park patrons during the year?
Probably. we looked at that one time a number of years ago during this dam safety project, and without a lot of work you know, to widen, because it's got two blind curves there. Without some type of work, it would be pretty critical, or it would be pretty dangerous yet to do that without
that's
any.
It's going to be dangerous. It's going to be dangerous for the drunks at the Country Stampede VIPs. Why can't it be reasonably dangerous for those of us who are regular patrons at the park? Let's look at it again, see what we can do with. Is it a county road, or who do I need to go after? Is it a state road? Who's opposing our use of that?
It is a county road. It is a county road. And like I said, one time we was there with a whole bunch of different engineers and everything, and really kind of looked at it pretty critically. And there's a lot of costs absorbed with that. For just general traffic without a police presence there, it would need some type of traffic control.
Yes, if we can put in those complicated roundabouts, we could surely find a way to use that east gate for the patrons of the park. Thank you so much for your efforts. We'll look into that.
Thanks so much for the call. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back, talk more about Tuttle Creek State Park, Country Stampede, construction, you name it, right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.